Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then. But Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
During the breaks, I'm walking around the newsroom, and we have televisions out there in the newsroom. It's where we cut sound, and they have like cubicles, and we have computers and things of that nature. So I'm walking by, and something gets my attention on the television screen. And of course, it is Lindsay Lohan. And I'm like, ooh, Lindsay Lohan. And I'll always stop for Lindsay, of course. So I stop and I'm watching the commercial, and I was unaware of this. So thank you, Lindsay. The world has combined two of my favorite things. And no, Sydney Sweeney is not doing a movie with Pam Anderson. Apparently, according to this commercial of Lindsay Lohan, Reese's and Oreo have combined for Reese's Oreo peanut butter cups with milk chocolate and white cream. I was completely unaware that these two conglomerates, these two powerhouses, two of my favorite Oreo cookie, and I'm a double stuff guy. And I've gotten into this argument a lot with my wife, where she bought me Oreos and I said, what, no double stuff? She goes, one stuff is enough. I go, excuse me, how dare you limit my stuffing? I think one stuff is not enough. You got to go double stuff. In fact, if we can go triple stuff, which I think there is, I think there's like a mega stuff. The more stuffing, the better. The more white cream in that stuffing, the better. And I have to have milk with it. You know, I'm one of these people that split the Oreo, you know, take the, whatever you want to call it, not the cookie part of it, and then eat that part and then lick the cream, you know, like back in the day in those commercials. I dip it in milk, right in that bad boy. And I love me some Reese's peanut butter cups as well. Now, that one I will eat. I'll kind of eat around the edge, the entire layer across or around, I should say. And then I leave the middle. And then in one foul swoop, I eat the middle. That's how I eat my Reese's peanut butter cup. But the Oreo, I'll dip right in the milk. And I want double stuff or mega stuff or the ultimate stuff. All the stuffing in the world for Positive Tommy. There's not enough. But I was not aware until Lindsay Lohan pointed this out to me in a commercial that Reese's and Oreo have combined for the Reese's Oreo peanut butter cup. Now, Rosenberg is not here tonight because he's not a professional. He doesn't care about his job. And I haven't seen him once again for months. No idea if he still works here anymore. But I would put Rosenberg on this task to get me the Reese's Oreo. Because Rosenberg is many things, Paul Rosenberg. One of them is not the glue, but he's many things. He's lazy. He's incompetent. But he does have a love affair with dessert. And this is something that is a little bit, I think, easier to find than the Cosmic Brownie, which took him 6 months to find. This is something that I think he can find very quickly. So the next time I see Rosenberg, or if you're one of the stooges that are like canaries and listen to my show, and how could you not listen to my show? It's the greatest thing ever. And you rat me out to him, well, get this message to him that I need the Reese's Oreo combination, and I need it on my desk by next week. I need it right on my desk by next week. Because it looks absolutely delicious. Now, there's always that fear of you take one great thing, you take another great thing, you combine it, and it doesn't necessarily hit the way you want it to. But then again, somebody once said that about peanut butter and jelly. And then someone was smart enough to say, you know what would be great? If we combine both of these things. And then you get the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now, when I go peanut butter and jelly, I will toast the bread. I like a toasted bread, and I glob the peanut butter and jelly. Don't be stingy with that. Peanut butter and jelly, but globbing. So I am just so curious to see if my two greatest, I guess you would call them, not necessarily desserts, because when I think of desserts, I think of cannoli, I think of cake. I know Oreo is a dessert, but maybe favorite cookie and favorite, because Reese's isn't even a peanut butter cup's not a chocolate bar, but let's call it a chocolate bar for the sake of the conversation. Combining those two things together, my two favorite of their, favorite cookie and favorite chocolate bar together as one in a holy matrimony. Sign me up. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Yankees, a rare day off and a rare Monday night off, but they're back in action at the stadium tomorrow night against the heartless, gutless Mariners who have completely quit on the year. They got swept by the Rays over the weekend. I think the Yankees, even with their deficiencies, even with their flaws, even with the uncertainty of you don't know when Stanton's going to come back, you don't know when Judge is going to come back, Bellinger should be right around after Labor Day. But even without those reinforcements, the Yankees have, and even without your best pitchers being lined up for the series, the Yankees still have enough in the tank to beat the Mariners, who, if you think the Yankees can't score runs, wait to get a look at the Mariners. They literally cannot score a run. And the Yankees match up and always have kind of matched up very well against Seattle. So I expect the Yankees to TCB take care of business over the next couple days. Let's head out to Dutchess County. Jay joins us here on After Hours. It is Tommy Lugar on the Fan. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, Tommy, man? I love to hear you.
Thank you. What's going on?
Could you imagine a Juan Soto and Lindor living in the 86 Mets? You have to have that meetings. They have a special box for these guys. Dale Strawberry and Doc Gooden will take care of that stuff right quick and in a hurry, man.
I think it speaks a little bit to, you know, and when it's managerial or just the locker room, you need leadership. And sometimes when your two-star players don't see eye to eye, that's where you need that kind of leader to step up. And good on Freddie Peralta, who ended up just being here for half a year. But you know what? He had the leadership to see a situation and to sit those two guys down.
I give him credit. Just one quick question. Did you happen to catch what happened in the Boston Red Sox game?
No, something with the scoreboard. Didn't something happen?
Yeah, they gave him a run when they were on defense. If you guys could just look that up and try to explain it. I don't understand what had happened, but it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know it either, but anyway, the Red Sox did lose. They lost 2-1, so all of a sudden now the Red Sox have lost 3 out of 4 games. Look, they were never going to continue the heater they were on because it was just an incredible pace.
Not out of 10. It was crazy. 80%.
Yeah, it was insane what they were. They were like 31-5 in the last 36, so they were going to hit for rough patch. They're going to level off a little bit. This is where the Yankees just have to take advantage. They have 4 series coming up where you got 2 against Toronto, 1 against Baltimore, 1 against Seattle. This is the type of...
You got to make hay, Tommy. Nice talking with you. Thanks, man.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that during one of the breaks, but I did see it kind of trending on Twitter that there was an issue with the scoreboard or something like that.
So basically, on the scoreboard, it said there was 2 outs when there was really 1 out, runners on the corners.
Okay.
And Boston, I don't know who was up at bat, but they hit a fly ball straight away center field. Would easily been a sac fly to score a run. And everybody on the field, like both base runners, even the pitcher and catcher for the Blue Jays, all thought there was 2 outs because the scoreboard in center field said 2 outs. So Toronto, the center fielder obviously catches the ball,
right,
throws it back in. They double up the guy at first. And then Boston was like, wait a second. the scoreboard said there was two outs, so there was like a whole big long review, and they ended up giving Boston the run. I don't know exactly how they like.
Yeah, but you should have to go by the score. You should know that in your own mind, though. You shouldn't have to rely on technology. So they gave Boston the run for that because they counted it as a sac fly?
I believe so, yeah.
That's crazy. Now, ultimately, Boston ended up losing the game, so no big deal. It would have been a huge deal if they won the game. I'm sure Yankee fans, and rightfully so, if that's how the way it played out, would have been irate. Look, I understand scoreboard, but you have to know how many outs there are. You have to have the scoreboard in your head. And you can't always go by technology. I know we live in a technology world now. And I think about this all, seriously, I think about this all the time. Even when I first started driving, we had some form of GPS, some form of it. Although I do remember printing out directions, but we had some form of GPS. Think back in the day when there was nothing. You couldn't even print out directions. Forget GPS or Alexa or Waze or somebody telling you where to go. How in the world did anybody back in the day get anywhere? How would they drive? So you wake up one day and you're like, I think I'm going to drive. I know. You looked at a map. Looked at a map? You're not confusing a map. So you're telling me you could wake up in New York and drive to, I don't know, Idaho, and all you have is a map and you're going to get there? I feel like listening to Google Maps is hard and difficult because there are times where it's like you got to bang a right here, then you got to hook a left there, then you got to go straight, and you got to veer to your right, and then sometimes you don't know what a veer means, and then other times they say stick to the left lane. You don't know if that means get off or does that mean get on, and you just, it's tough to even follow the instructions that are being spoon-fed to you. So could you imagine if all you had back in the day was a map and you had to drive far distances or even close distances? How'd you get anywhere? Somehow people managed, but I don't envy them at all. You know, somebody in the 90s, even as early as the 90s, 80s, 70s, driving around without any type of technology telling them where to go. And now, because I have a new car, my car tells me everything. Even information that I don't need to hear. Like, I'll get in the car and they'll be like, Tommy, you put on a few LBs. I know that car. I don't need you to tell me that. Although I have lost a couple LBs. So that's really what they would have told me back in January. But I've dropped a few pounds in the summer, which is, we're right on schedule. It is summer, Tommy. Although there are some problem areas. But still. But the car just, it talks to me all the time. It's like Vision in Marvel, you know, where the house talks to Tony Stark.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
But yeah, driving around without any type of technology and getting where you needed to go, that had to be very, very, very difficult. Let's head out to Mikey B. He joins us from Ridgeville Park. What's up, Mikey B?
Good evening, Tommy Two Tone. How are you?
What's happening?
I love me some double stuff, too. That's my favorite.
You got to go
double
stuff with
the Oreo. You have any cosmic brownies laying around?
No, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because Rosenberg brought them in for me. I had one, and then I gave him the rest, and I have not seen them since. So this chooch, the schnorrer, took the rest of them, and he put stuffed them down his fat throat. That's what happened. And I didn't get any second, you know, serving. So I'm happy that you brought that up to me, Mikey. I will write that down, and I will confront and sort of put Rosenberg on trial next time I see him because I think he took all the rest of the cosmic brownies.
Yes, that's not right.
Nope.
I was listening to you that night. I was laughing my ass off.
Not right at all. And I'm glad that you brought it up because sometimes, you know, I do forget things. I have a show, and then the next day I forgot what happened on the show. But you're right. The cosmic brownies that he purchased for, really for me, but I guess he could have one or two, he ended up eating the whole damn box.
And chilled. They are good, chilled.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think when it comes to, like, brownies or stuff like that, I like them to be a little bit on the colder side, so to speak.
Yes. I have a suggestion for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Catcher.
Yep.
Since they're usually swapping catchers with the Mets and Yankees back and forth, why don't they grab Alvarez?
Well, that's
since he's not doing that great with the Mets, and I think a change of scenery, he would do better with the Yankees.
Well, I mean, listen, I hear that, but I mean, the trade deadline is now come and gone, and I appreciate the call. Look, the Yankees and Mets could have made multiple trades because there were a lot of people that the Mets had or have, that would have made sense for the Yankees. But when it came to Alvarez, look, the asking price was super high, and I get that from the Mets' perspective, and obviously not moving around from Torrens. Alvarez, the Mets wanted top dollar for him. Nobody wanted to pony up, and that's why Francisco Alvarez is still around. And I'm okay with that. I'm good with that. I think with Alvarez, it ultimately boils down to his health. When he's healthy, because it comes in, you know, he's streaky, and a lot of times when he's on these hot streaks, unfortunately, he gets hurt. Now, he's a quick healer. He comes back fast, so I'll give him credit for that. But Alvarez, that injury bug has bit him to a lot of times. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Charlie joins us from Setauket here on After Hours. What's up, Charlie?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Well, I called really for an SCD on Schwarzenegger versus Stallone. Back in the day.
Wow. Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
That's a great one.
I'm going to mix it up a little bit from the other guys that we were talking about.
Yep.
Number one. Number two, the diner. I would go triple-decker turkey BLT.
Great call.
I hope you ever had one, but...
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
Great call.
And then the last thing as well, the whole catcher situation with the Yankees. So I wanted to bring all three up and I'll listen to you offline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the catcher situation, look, I mean, a lot of people have thrown out Ben Rice, including myself. I would go that route. I would have traded for a rise. I would have moved Jazz to center field, and I would have put Ben Rice at catcher. But that ultimately didn't end up happening. And I get the fear of injury, and you don't want to have Ben Rice on the shelf, especially when you consider Bellinger, Stanton, Judge, all these guys are out. But Austin Wells, that entire catcher situation has been atrocious, non-competitive. They don't have a professional at the catcher position. And you're 100% right on the triple-decker. Yeah, that you're spot on there with some mayonnaise. I wouldn't say I got that a lot at the diner. Like, it was more double cheeseburger, some bacon on it, french fries, or I'd go the breakfast route. But if for some reason I wasn't feeling either one of those options, you're 1,000% in my wheelhouse for getting that sort of triple-decker BLT. Great. As long as it comes with french fries. I'm a huge french. I really get a french fries with a side of hamburger. That's what I do. Because I love me some french fries. They could be well done. They could be non-well done. They could be Cajun. They could be curly. Just give me french fries. They could be the crinkle cut french fries. And I will literally bathe them in ketchup. Now, if it's curly fries, maybe not, or Cajun, because they already have that spice to it. And I think the ketchup cuts through the spice. But your plain, so to speak, run-of-the-mill, like truffle fries too, same thing. So there's a little bit of extra spice to the fries, a little bit of extra magic to it, chili fries. Of course, I'm not going to use ketchup. But just your regular fries definitely will. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Rich. He joins us from Pompton Plains. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Tommy. So you're talking about the whole GPS thing and, yep, like, how did anybody go anywhere? So I actually drove to Florida twice. AAA had a thing called TripTix.
TripTix. This was, and what time period are we talking about here?
Okay, so let me see. My kids were talking mid-90s.
Mid-90s, so no GPS, no MapQuest, couldn't print anything out, so you just had to go off of a map.
Right. It was before I had my Garmin, and even when I got the Garmin, I knew where I was going, and I was always going a different way, and the thing was always saying, recalculating. My son was like, why did you even get him this thing? But the TripTix, you would go to AAA, and they would plan the route for you. And it was literally like a book, and you would flip the page.
Got it.
And follow this map, and it had the route laid out.
But you would need a co-pilot, though, too. What if you were solo? Because you can't flip through a book while you're driving.
My wife, believe me, she never drives, but she's always driving anyway.
But let's say you're Evan Roberts back in the day when he would drive to St. Louis with his dog. I don't think his dog is going to tell him which direction to take. So what would somebody that was a solo person going somewhere that had this book, how were they able to get around back in the day?
No, then they'd have to pull over and check the map.
Or memorize it. Like, or do it in like spurts, Rich. Like, so you'd say, okay, I'm going to know which highway to take from here to here, then I'm going to stop at a Cracker Barrel, I'm going to have dinner, and then I'm going to memorize the next couple parts, then I got to stop and probably go Tinkle, or maybe stop at wherever, 7-Eleven, or a Wawa, or a Piggly Wiggly down south, and then from there I will memorize more directions and go from there. Okay, speaking of down south, it has gone final in Atlanta. The Mets have defeated the Braves 8-5, so the hot streak of the Mets continues. They have now won 6 of their last 7 games, and they have scored, I believe, let me do the quick math here, 50 runs in their last 7 games. The offense has been on an absolute heater. They are playing great baseball. They are playing beautiful baseball, led by the young kids. I mean, Lindor had a big night tonight, but Ewing and Benj have been sensational defensively. Like, you look up every night, and one of those guys is just diving, making a great play night in and night out. And it has been a true joy to watch. And this is a terrific brand of baseball. Bichette, who got a hit to start the game 6 in a row, ultimately went 1-for-3 as far as that. I mean, he walked a couple times, but Bo Bichette has continued his hot streak, and I'm very optimistic that Bo Bichette is going to opt in next year and be a Met in 2027. But you got to love the way this team is performing right now. Absolutely terrific. Lindor with the huge night, like I said. Benj, Ewing, on a nightly basis, are doing something to get you excited. The turnaround of Sean Manaea over his last like 5 starts, the young pitching with Scott, with Thornton, with McClain, and this bullpen, which is basically auditioning for jobs next year. And you look at Kodai Senga, who got the save tonight. And I'll give Evan credit on this one. He's often said Kodai Senga could be the closer of the team. Senga, Manaea, guys that you figure would be shipped out of here, have been really kind of turning the corner here. Or at least Senga tonight, you know, shutting the Braves down, slamming the door shut in the save, winning 8-5. But it's a lot of, who's this guy coming out of the bullpen? Who's that guy coming out of the bullpen? But opportunities, because of the trade deadline, have opened up, and a lot of these pitchers are kicking the door down and are making names for themselves. And the Mets are just playing great baseball. Keep it up. This is what I've been talking about all year, is get on one of these runs, get on one of these heaters, start to feel good about yourself, start to play really good baseball, and then you could take off. And I don't think there's any correlation because of the trade deadline or anything like that. I just think it's coincidence. I just knew they had one of these runs in them this year. I thought it would be earlier. You know, I was talking about it more in the May-June range because usually you have one before the All-Star break. And for the Mets, it's post-All-Star break, but they look reinvigorated. They look like a spunky team right now, and there's a lot to be excited about. And I've taken a lot of calls from Met fans. I've taken a lot of heat from Met fans throughout the year. And now every time I look on social media, everybody looks and sounds like Positive Tommy. Now, Positive Tommy obviously stays consistent, but that's why I'm called Positive Tommy. I'm not called Inconsistent Tommy. And I'm always positive when it comes to my baseball team. But many are joining the positivity train as of late, and how could you not? They're playing their best baseball of the season. And they're fun to watch. They're young. And as I've been saying for quite some time now, the future is very bright for the Mets. Let's go to Timothy and Roslyn. He joins us. What's up, Timmy?
Hey, Tommy. Great show. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
I would like to, you know, throw out a little pessimism, if I may. You know, this feels like another form of torture. Bichette, Lindor look like they're coming back to their name. We have, you know, we appear to be finishing the season very strong.
Okay.
Statistically, it's improbable that, you know, they get in the playoffs. And with an uncertain season next year, like, we might be waiting for months before we play baseball.
Okay,
again.
A couple things. A couple things on both of those. Yeah, but a couple things on both of those. Let's start with the first thing you said. The Mets felt like they were statistically, it was impossible for them to miss the playoffs last year, and they somehow were able to do that. So, you know, it could be the flip side this year. That's number one. And number two, take it for whatever you want, I am optimistic that there will be baseball next year. It would be catastrophic for baseball to miss an entire season. It is a sport that is growing. The viewership is up. The attendance is up. For them, out of greed, to lose an entire year would be so damaging to the sport. So I, Tim, am optimistic. Now, could they miss a couple games? Could they miss a month? Yeah, you probably won't even think about it. All right, well, a few games didn't end up happening or whatever. Or they start the year later, they end it later. But I think there will be baseball in 27. I do not think it'll be Armageddon. The sport can't afford it.
Can you acknowledge that it's a little bit torturous?
No, I don't. I don't think it's torturous. No, I don't think it's torturous. Anytime your team is playing well, I don't consider it torture.
And secondly, you know, they're doing it without the face of the franchise, like the guy that nobody likes. I don't like the feeling of that. Like, now they're playing great.
Well, I think it's coincidence. If Soto wasn't there, you'd say it's Lindor. I think you just have to take the winning for what it is, and you're trying to diagnose something, and you're trying to sort of think outside of what is actually just happening, whereas the team is just playing good baseball.
Yeah, no, I'll take it. I agree. Yeah. It's better than sucking because that's been the case for the whole year.
I think that should be the new Positive Tommy mantra. Hey, it's better than sucking.
All right, Tommy. Thank you again.
Yeah, you got it, Timmy. Yeah, and I know you're not alone. There are probably a lot of Met fans that kind of feel the same way as you, where you're trying to find the negative even in the positive. Just enjoy the run. Enjoy the way they're playing. Enjoy the way the youngsters are looking right now. Don't think about it, well, Soto's out, and that's why they're playing well. Or if Lindor was out, well, they're playing well because Lindor's out. You're feeding in and buying into a lot of the negativity and the narratives that exist that are all, I have to stop myself there, that are all BS. They're BS. Enjoy it. It's a great brand of baseball. 50 runs in their last seven, and they've won six out of their last seven games. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get more into the Mets as we navigate through the final 90 minutes of the show. But if you want to talk Yankees, Giants, Jets as well, but heavy on the Mets as they just completed a victory down in Atlanta, 8-5. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the late night after hours here on The Fan.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then. But Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-o-pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Another victory for the Mets as they remain red hot. The offense is on a heater. Now 50 runs scored in their last seven games. Huge night for Francisco Lindor. And look, I sat there for weeks, maybe months, telling you that Francisco Lindor was going nowhere, nor should he go anywhere. And I also predicted that Francisco Lindor would have a huge sort of second half slash post-trade deadline run here for the Mets in 26, and he had a monster performance tonight. You see great things from Ewing and Benj on a nightly basis. Let me give some props to Jared Young. Jared Young, look, if Jared Young didn't get hurt, he'd be putting up some big numbers this year. And Jared Young caught a lot of flack from Met fans, and he is putting together, when he's been out there, a little bit of a nice season. There's a lot to like about this baseball team right now. They're spunky. They are just playing lights out offensively. The bullpen, even though it's names that, you know, unless you're really into the minor league system, they're guys you never heard of. But it's tryouts, it's auditions, including Kodai Senga as the closer tonight. And maybe, just maybe, Kodai Senga is developing into a new role here on this team. Obviously, Devin Williams is placed on the IL. You need a closer. You know, you think about a Jeffrey Yan, you think about Kodai Senga. Somebody is going to have to step in and be that guy in the ninth inning for the Mets, especially the way they're playing. They're going to have a lot of save situations. Don't think about the schedule. Don't think about next week. Think about day by day with the Mets here. Enjoy this. View it presently. View it as far as the future. And trust what your eyes are seeing and what they're telling you. And that is, this baseball team is coming together. And they're playing their best brand of baseball. They had a good month or so there early in the year, but what I'm seeing right now as far as just the performance, especially offensively, this is the best we've seen in the Mets this season. And they're doing it without Juan Soto, which says a lot because that's your best offensive player. But Carson Benj has been unreal. He's been on fire in August, and thankfully he's okay. You know, he banged up his wrist with another web gem of a catch over the weekend in Pittsburgh. Everything, thankfully, checked out with the MRI and with the x-rays or whatever it was, and Benj is back on the field and producing at a very high level. And A.J. Ewing is just so steady. He's like a rock there in that leadoff spot. And he is just phenomenal in center field. That outfield of Soto, Benj, and Ewing is it's a lot to be giddy about. In the last seven games, runs per game, Mets are first. Home runs, first. Slugging percentage, first. OPS, first. They have been the best offense in baseball over the last week, the Mets have. And look, Andy Green, I mean, he's doing a good job. You know, it's not like I'm sitting here going, oh, Andy Green is just, he's doing this, he's doing that. But he's been, you know, steadying the ship. And Andy Green is not up for the job in the offseason. And David Stearns made that very clear when they gave Andy Green the interim tagline. And they like Andy in a different role in this organization, or back to his old role. They don't want him to be the manager, which I understand. You know, you F around, you go win the World Series, and you say, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to go back into the organization and do something else, which would be a total mic drop on Andy Green's part. But yeah, you just look for this offense to keep rolling. Bichette with another productive night. Lindor with the huge game. Jared Young, like I said, is having a very nice season. If he didn't get hurt, he would have been, I think, really kind of day in, day out, the first baseman, and Vientos would have been the DH, which would have suited Mark a lot better. You throw four different relievers out there, and they basically blanked the Braves, gave up one run. And this is a tryouts. This is you traded exactly. Let's be honest, the entire bullpen is gone, whether through trade and now with Williams on the IL. So it's basically all new, fresh faces. But baseball is a crazy sport. We saw it with the Astros this year. We saw it with the Red Sox this year. And now the Mets have a little magic, little momentum, a little vibes going on right now. And when you get on a heater, when you get on a wave like this, you got to ride it. And you ride it until it stops. And right now, a week into this winning streak since the trade deadline, the Mets are sporting the best statistically offense in all of baseball. And it has been a beauty to watch. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Mike joins us from Point Pleasant. What's up, Mike?
Tommy, before I get to my main point, first of all, do you think we'll be looking at after next year empty Jets quarterback position? I'll be going, hey, gee, no Smith.
I almost gave you a laugh there, but you know what it was, Mike? Maybe it was the delivery or something like that, but it was said in such a way where it didn't seem like you were setting up a joke. And then when the joke hit, then I was like, I don't know.
Secondly, I don't know why you're not giving Brett Beatty props tonight here to Grand.
No, you're right. I definitely should. And the thing about Brett Beatty, look, I got to be honest with you. It felt like his days were numbered, and it seemed like he was going to be gone by the trade deadline. Yeah, I agree. And look, he's been kind of shifted into a bunch of different positions, which is difficult to do. You know what I mean? He's got to learn, you know, playing left field for the first time, playing right field for the first time, moving all around. I think that he could find a role and a home on this team, and I still haven't given up on Vientos. And you're right, Beatty had a big night tonight, and he was a huge part of the reason why they put up eight runs.
And then fourthly, who do you think is going to be better between Finch, Ewing, Lombard? I'm just going to get my fourth point to hang up. And then after the Knicks run, I'm surprised that you don't have like some type of mantra of chip away, like the Knicks Magic final.
Well, I've been saying that about the Mets all year. I was saying that for months about the Mets, and they're still chipping away. They're finally now really starting to chip away as they won 6 out of 7.
I'm going to give that another world.
Well, look, I always look at it, look at 500 first. So they're 14 under 500. Get the 500 and then go from there. Don't worry about the wild card as far as how many games out. You start with the 14.
How many games out of the wild card are there?
No, but I'm saying they're 14 games under 500. That's where we start.
All right.
Mike, I love the enthusiasm, by the way. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. As far as the three young players look, I don't think it's fair to say who's going to be the best. It's a small sample size for Lombard. Benj is not even through a full season. Ewing hasn't been up here for a full year either. They play different positions, so I'm not ready to sort of have that debate of who I think is going to be better, Lombard or Ewing or Benj. I think all three have a very, very, very bright future, though. By the way, somebody asked me earlier, Sylvester Stallone versus Arnold Schwarzenegger, who had the better movie career. I would go Stallone. Slightly. But, and Schwarzenegger kind of got out of the acting game, right? He got into politics, and you don't see him as much in the movies anymore, where Stallone is kind of, whether it's the Creed movies or whatever, you've seen more of him. But I would go Stallone, but it's the same thing. Same thing with De Niro and Pacino. It's slight. It's a slight edge to Stallone. And I don't like love the Rocky movies, but I very much like them. Very much like them. Rambo, obviously amazing. The Creed, like when he was he in any of the, I know he was in the original Creed movies, which was really good. I forgot if he was in the sequels or not. But I know he was good in that. And he probably could have arguably won the Oscar for his performance there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Phil joins us from Sheepshead Bed. What's up, Phil? What's going on?
Hey, everything's going good. Listen, Mr. Polanco, Mr. Stern's ace, supposedly, for a defensive player, the guy can't get arrested. He I don't even think he knows his strike zone. That's one guy that has to go. Another guy, Louis Robert, I don't think they're re-signing him.
Well, Louis Robert Jr. has, I believe, an option for next year. Polanco's going to be around, too. The thing about this, the one thing I'll say about Polanco, in all fairness to him, he's been hurt all year. Let me see him in a full campaign, fully healthy, and I think you'll see a better version of Jorge Polanco.
You think he could stay on the field the whole season?
Well, look, he's had years where he has been more healthy than not. I mean, this year obviously not being one of them. But and I think he's also playing through an injury. I think he kind of forced his way back because he was, I don't think, ready to rock. But they were like, look, we need you back here. And he kind of forced his way back into the lineup.
Right. Also, the first baseman. I love the guy.
Jared Young.
He can field. He hits in the clutch.
Yeah.
And he got to be there next year. Starting first base, Jared Young. You know, I'm going to leave you with that. Let's go, Mets, and have a good evening there, Tommy.
You got it, Phil. You know, the first base position for the Mets, I'm almost, not that, look, we'll go around in circles with this, but I'm almost open to just like saying, hey, can we just eliminate first base so we don't have to talk about it over and over again? I mean, the Mets could put Barry Bonds in his prime at first base and be like, well, you know, he's not Pete Alonso. It's like, all right, we get it. Pete Alonso's on the Orioles now. I think Pete is over. I think the organization is over. And I think many of you have to get over it. Now, as far as Jorge Polanco, yeah, look, he's been injured this year. He's come back. He has not been good. I'm not going to suggest that he has. But I think it's unfair to sort of criticize his performance right now because it's just been a lost year for him in terms of not having the reps. Let's see how Polanco can perform under the last, whatever, how many games we have left, 40 or so games. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Jawad in Parsippany. He joins us next. What's up, Jawad?
He joins us next.
Lugie, what's up, brother?
What's up? What's going on?
So two quick things that I need. I got an STD that I need to help me out with.
Mm-hmm.
First thing, so yes, we're going to have another parade in New York come October. I'm not talking about the Mets, obviously.
You are talking about your Yankees. You are confident that they are going to win a championship.
120%.
That's a huge percentage. 120. Now, Jawad, you're not the one that you're not the one that I don't think you are, but you weren't the one that's before the Knicks won their championship.
I am.
You are. I was just thinking about you on the train the other day, and I'm like, I forgot your name. That's on me. But I was like, we had a caller that called, and if you're just listening right now, you have no idea what we're talking about. Jawad called me before the Knicks won a title and said if you parlayed the Knicks, the Yankees, and the Giants to all win in their respective leagues, it would pay out, blah, 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 blah. And it was a huge payout. And obviously, the Knicks, the first leg got there. And yeah, you're one third of the way for hitting your three-team parlay.
I still got it. $10 for 49 grand.
Crazy.
Sick. It's going to happen too. Yeah. Watch.
$449. You're saying you're saying for $4,900.
No, $49K.
$49,000. Wow. Oh, even better than I thought. Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Right. On my bad. Yeah. No, that's a tremendous payout.
Second thing, got to go disco fries at the diner.
Mm-hmm.
Fries, mozzarella, and gravy. Oh, that's a must-have.
Must. Absolutely. Like I said, it was two stoners sitting around, and they decided to come up with that. It's a great invention. The mutts on it, you know, all melted on the fries and then into the gravy itself. Absolutely a must at a diner, no doubt.
And it's also a must that you got to eat it while you're either stoned or drunk. If you're sober, it's not going to taste the same.
Yeah, there are certain things, like I said, that were invented by either a drunk person or a stoner. And if you were to eat it sober, it just doesn't have the same effect because you do need to be under the influence of either narcotics or alcohol in order to sort of appreciate the beauty of the pairing of the fries, the mutts, and the gravy.
100%. Now, I got an STD. I was hoping you could help me out here.
Yep, no problem.
I was at AC last week, right?
Okay.
Met this chick. We started talking about sports. So you know how you talked about a few minutes ago when you how you eat your Reese's? You eat the edge first and then the middle?
Okay.
So I did that, but I got these things on my lips now.
Yeah,
that's
something that when we talk about STDs, we mean more settle the debate. You should probably go see a doctor and go see one right away. Right away. They'll hook you up with some cream. They'll hook you up with some antibiotics. They'll probably shoot some type of shot in your tuchus. And hopefully it's one of those things that just maybe reoccur every 6 months or so. But yeah, that's definitely something that you want to address more with a medical physician, somebody that has a doctorate, somebody that has gone to medical school, somebody that can help you out with some type of antibiotics, somebody that could help you out with some type of plan to kind of get the swelling down, to sort of get the sores down. And yeah. When we talk about STDs here on the show, we're more talking about the settle the debate varieties, not so much what you do when you're out bumping in the night in Atlantic City. Yeah, that I can't help you with. Now, if you wanted me to settle the debate, like who had a better career, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone, I'm happy to help. But when it comes to the situation that you have going on right now, Jawad, and obviously we here at After Hours, we're sympathetic to your situation and we hope the best for you. And please keep us updated because you're going to need every bit of that $49,000 if you're dealing with something there with your lips. But yeah, we mean more of the settle the debate than the, I guess, your traditional, what you think of when you think of STD. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. Another victory for the Mets, 8-5. Strong performances from Lindor, Jared Young. This offense is the best offense in Brett Beatty had a big game. This offense, the Met offense, has been the best in baseball over the last week. They are number one in basically every single statistical category that matters. They have been completely and utterly on fire. Yeah, I just burped there. But I felt like when I'm talking, rather than just interrupting what I'm saying with a burp, I just internalized the burp. Not that I burped backwards, because you can't really do that, but I burped in a way that you, the audience, had no idea I burped. And I got to be honest with you, I do that probably like 4 or 5 times throughout the show. You just have no idea that I do it. Well, I'm sitting here for 5 hours. What would you like me to do? Exactly. See, if I had a partner, I could just say, blah, 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 blah. Then I could hit the button here, and then I can come back. I could just shut my mic off, burp, hit the cough button, and then continue talking. It's harder to do that when you're doing a solo show, especially because burps are unpredictable. They're very unpredictable. Now, as far as the other end of my body, thankfully, that's something I deal with more just in the morning. I don't know how you guys are. Like, I fire off a couple of morning shots, and then before I go to bed, I fire off a couple of late night shots, and that's really where I'm at from that perspective. That's all. I'm not somebody that does it throughout the day. I think if you do it throughout the day, you probably need to go get your colon checked, is what I would suggest here. You know, I'm not a doctor, but I would imagine that's probably a little bit something that you need to kind of take a look at, especially if you're 45 years older you're 45 years or older. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Kodai Senga got the save tonight, so perhaps this could be a new role for Senga as he is, you know, at least in the running with Devin Williams now on the IL and an opportunity for, really, like I said, this is tryouts in this bullpen for the Mets because they traded away all their relievers and Devin Williams is now injured. He is not going to be here for a while. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. We're entering the final hour for the night coming up. So whatever's on your mind, Mets, Yankees, Giants, Jets, if you have an STD, you settle the debate, you want to give to us so we can help you settle that. Feel free. The phone number to join, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. and we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.